Cleared to hold as published. Expect further clearance in 1-5 minutes. You read that back clean. Your voice was steady. And then somewhere in the back of your mind, a small voice asked the question that has rattled instrument pilots since the first published hold. Which entry do I fly? This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. And this is a tease. The show where we take the headlines and the procedures and the fine print of flying and turn them into something you can actually use in the cockpit. Today we are not talking about a rule change or a safety bulletin. Today we are talking about a maneuver, a specific one. The parallel holding entry. When it happens, how it works, and why it trips up good pilots who fly everything else beautifully. Here's what you need to know. The parallel entry is not hard. It only feels hard because it is the one entry where the airplane appears to be doing the opposite of what you want, and if you understand why, you will never fumble it again. Before we get into the turn, let me thank the people making this segment possible. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, the discipline, and the pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. If you just knocked out your instrument rating and you spent 3 weeks white-knuckling holding entries in the sim, that is exactly the kind of milestone worth marking. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the scene. A holding pattern is a racetrack. You have a fix, you have an inbound course to that fix, and you have a direction of turns. Standard holds, turn right. Non-standard holds, turn left. And the chart or the controller will tell you when it's left. For everything we cover today, picture a standard right turn hold, because that's what you'll see most often, and the logic flips cleanly for left turns once you understand it. Now, that racetrack sits on one side of the inbound course. We call that the holding side. The other side, the empty side, is the non-holding side. Everything about entries comes down to one question. When you arrive at that fix, which side are you coming from, and which way are you pointed? The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, gives us three entries, direct, teardrop, and parallel. And there's a simple picture behind all three. Take the fix, draw the inbound course through it. Now, at the fix, draw a line 70 degrees off the inbound course. That 70-degree line splits your world into entry sectors. On one side, a big fat region, roughly 200 degrees of arc, that's the direct entry. Come in pointed anywhere in that arc and you just turn right and fly the pattern. Direct is the easy one. Most of the time, that's what you get. The remaining space, that 70-degree line to the inbound course, splits into two smaller wedges. One is the teardrop, and one, the one on the holding side of the course, is the parallel. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because here's the part that matters. The parallel entry happens when you cross the fix on the holding side of the inbound course, but pointed in a direction where a simple turn into the pattern would swing you wide or dump you out into space on the wrong side. So instead of forcing an ugly turn, we do something that feels backwards but works beautifully. Let me walk you through it, slowly. The way I'd want it read to me the first time, you cross the holding fix. Step 1. You turn to a heading that parallels the holding course, but you fly it outbound, and you fly it on the non-holding side. Read that again in your head. You are now flying alongside the racetrack on the empty side, heading in the outbound direction, away from the fix. Step 2. You hold that outbound heading for the appropriate time. For most holds at or below 14,000 feet, that's 1 minute, above 14,000, 1.5 minutes. Start timing when you're abeam the fix or wings level outbound, whichever comes later. Step 3. This is the money moment. You turn toward the holding side, and because you were pointed outbound on the wrong side, this is a turn of more than 180 degrees. For a standard right turn hold, that parallel entry turn is a left turn. Let me say that clearly, because it's the thing that makes people freeze. In a right turn hold, the parallel entry uses a left turn to get established. You turn left, back across the inbound course, and you intercept it inbound to the fix. Or you head straight back to the fix if you're tight on space. Step 4. You cross the fix inbound, and now you're in the pattern. From here on, every turn is a standard right turn. The parallel entry was just the handshake, the awkward hello. Once you're inside, it's a normal hold like any other. So why does this exist? Why not just turn right like the direct entry? This affects you if you've ever tried to force a direct turn from the parallel sector. Picture it. You cross the fix already on the holding side, pointed roughly the same direction as your outbound leg. If you crank a right turn immediately, you swing away from the pattern out and around, and you'll blow through your protected airspace before you ever get established. The parallel entry keeps you inside the box the FAA designed to keep you clear of terrain and traffic. That's the whole point of a holding pattern's protected area. Stay inside it, and you're guaranteed obstacle clearance and separation. Fly a sloppy entry that bulges outside it, and those guarantees start to erode. That's not theory. That's the reason the entry exists at all. Now let me give you the trick that makes this instant, because timing matters when a controller drops a hold on you with 10 seconds of warning. The classic method is the thumb or the pencil over the heading indicator. Standard hold, right turns. Put your right hand over the heading indicator. Thumb and fingers open like you're making an L, with the base of your hand on the inbound course direction. Where your fingers and thumb fall shows you the sectors. It's clumsy to describe on the radio, and honestly, half of you have your own version. Here's the cleaner mental model I prefer. Ask yourself two questions. First, what is the inbound course to the fix? Not your heading. The inbound course, the direction you'll be flying toward the fix inside the hold. Second, what's my heading as I arrive at the fix? Roughly, if you're arriving pointed in nearly the same direction as that inbound course and the pattern is on your side, you're in parallel country. You cross, you parallel outbound on the open side, you time it, and you turn back in with that big turn toward the holding side. If you're pointed the opposite way, you're likely a direct. And if you split the difference in that little wedge on the non-holding side, that's your teardrop where you cross, angle off about 30 degrees onto the holding side, fly outbound and turn back to intercept. Some pilots memorize the sectors cold. Some draw it every time. I'll tell you what actually works in the airplane. Draw a little picture. Every single time, take 2 seconds, sketch the fix, the inbound course arrow, the side the turns are on, and mark where you're coming from. 2 seconds of ink beats 20 seconds of doubt. There is no trophy for doing holding entries in your head. Let me flag something as opinion, because I promised you I'd always tell you when I'm giving you mine versus giving you the FAA's. Here's my opinion. The FAA does not require you to nail the perfect entry. That surprises people. The Instrument Flying Handbook and the Aeronautical Information Manual, the AIM, both describe the 3 entries as recommended. The controlling requirement is that you remain within the protected airspace of the holding pattern. If you fly a direct entry where the book suggests a parallel and you stay inside the protected area, you have not violated anything. The entries are tools to keep you inside the box. They are not a test you pass or fail. Why do I bring that up? Because the fear of picking the wrong entry causes more blown holds than picking the wrong entry ever would. Pilots freeze. They fixate. They stop flying the airplane while they debate teardrop versus parallel. Don't be that pilot. Pick one, keep it inside the protected area. Keep the wings level and the altitude nailed and fly. A confidently flown direct entry that stays protected beats a perfect parallel entry flown while you've forgotten you're descending. That said, the parallel entry is the right tool for that holding side sector. And once it's smooth, you'll reach for it without thinking. So let's lock it in with a concrete example. Say the controller gives you this. Hold west of the ABCDE intersection on the 270 radial standard turns. 1 minute legs, let's decode. Hold west means the pattern sits to the west of the fix. The inbound course is the direction you fly toward the fix. So you're flying eastbound, roughly 090, a heading of 090 to the fix, standard turns, so right turns in the pattern. The outbound leg, the far side of the racetrack, runs westbound 270. Now suppose you're arriving from the northwest, headed southeast on something like a 135 heading, and the geometry puts you crossing that fix on the holding side. The west side pointed in a way that lines up close to the outbound direction. That's your parallel setup. You cross ABCDE. You turn to parallel the outbound course, so you come left or right onto roughly 270. Heading west, and critically you're on the non-holding side as you track it, flying away from the fix. You start your clock. 1 minute at the minute you turn. And because it's a standard right turn hold, this entry turn goes left, back through the inbound course, and you intercept that 090 inbound, or you just aim back at the fix. You cross ABCDE again, now established, and every turn after that is a right turn, you're home. Notice what happened. The one left turn in an all right turns hold was the parallel entry. That's the fingerprint. When you see a left turn feeding into a right turn hold, or a right turn feeding into a left turn hold, that's a parallel entry doing its job. A few practical notes, because the diagram is one thing and the moving airplane is another, wind. Wind will push you around on that outbound leg. And the parallel entry is unforgiving of a bad wind correction because you've got limited room before you turn back. Crab into it. If you know there's a strong crosswind trying to blow you off the protected side, respect it. Lead your turns. The AIM allows you to adjust your outbound timing and heading to compensate for known wind, and you should. Timing. Start the clock abeam the fix or wings level outbound, whichever is later. Not when you cross the fix. Abeam or wings level. People start the clock too early and cut the leg short. And speed. Slow down. Maximum holding speeds matter, but more practically, a slower airplane makes a smaller pattern, gives you more time to think, and keeps you inside the protected area with margin to spare. There is no reward for holding fast. One more, and this is the one I want you to carry out of here. Fly the airplane first, altitude, heading, and configuration come before the entry philosophy. A hold is one of the lowest workload things you'll do under instruments once you're established. It's the entry, those first 90 seconds, where people load themselves up and get behind. Brief it out loud. Say the entry to yourself. Draw the picture. Then fly it like you've done it 100 times. Because in training, you should. So let's put a bow on it. The parallel entry shows up when you arrive on the holding side of the inbound course, pointed roughly with the outbound leg. You cross the fix. Parallel the outbound course on the non-holding side. Time your leg. Then make that larger than 180 turn back toward the holding side to intercept inbound. In a right turn hold, that entry turn is a left. It keeps you inside the protected airspace, which is the only thing the FAA actually requires. The specific entry is a recommendation. Staying protected is the rule. Everything I laid out today lines up with the FAA's Instrument Flying Handbook and the Aeronautical Information Manual, and the folks at Bold Method put out a sharp visual short on this exact maneuver that's worth pulling up on the ground if you're a picture learner. I'd link it, but you know how to find good instrument content. If you want more procedure breakdowns like this one, we keep them coming at radiohangar.com. Go draw a few holds on a napkin tonight. Left turn into the pattern, and you found your parallel. This is tower. Cleared as filed.